This is TechCrunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Moxie raises $15.7 million to make opening med spas easier, by Catherine Xu. Treatments like Botox are becoming more ubiquitous, spurring growth in the number of med spas or centers that offer Botox, IV hydration, and laser treatments from certified providers like registered nurses. Opening a med spa, however, can be a lengthy and expensive process. Moxie wants to make it easier with its business-in-a-box model, offering providers coaching, access to discounted supplies, and an EHR/POS software suite. So far, Moxie has helped launch more than 100 med spa locations. The startup announced today it has raised $15.7 million, led by Signal Fire and Bolton & Watt. It currently operates in 7 states, and part of the funding will be used to expand across the United States. Before launching Moxie last year, co-founder Dan Friedman started an online education business called Thinkful that helped adults learn new tech skills and change their careers for ones in software engineering, data analytics, and marketing. It was acquired by Chegg in 2019. Many of Moxie's clients are registered nurses who felt burned out by their careers in hospital systems. The majority of them are women, and half are women of color. Friedman told TechCrunch he sees Moxie as a continuation of Thinkful's goal to help people achieve the American dream when working with lower middle and middle income Americans and helping them find upwardly mobile trajectories. Med spas cost an average of $163,000 to open, according to trade association AmSpa. Locations that open with Moxie typically spend less than $30,000 in startup costs, Friedman says. Friedman became interested in the med spa space because he had a friend who was working as an injector at a med spa and wanted to start his own. But the process took months and was extremely costly, even though he already had loyal patients who were willing to follow him to a new place. Moxie's team started talking to med spa owners to find out what kinds of problems they ran into and saw pain points they could solve. The traditional way of starting a med spa is to talk to lawyers and spending about $10,000 to $25,000 just to structure the business, says Friedman. Med spa owners, who can include registered nurses, nurse practitioners, physician associates, and doctors, depending on what state they operate in, need to find a medical director and put into place legal paperwork, policies, and procedures. This is on top of finding a physical location, setting up tech systems and a website, sourcing supplies, and developing their brand. Med spa owners interviewed by Moxie said the process typically took them about 6 months. Friedman says that Moxie can cut the process down to 30 to 60 days. Each person who opens a med spa through Moxie is connected to an onboarding manager that they meet with once or twice a week. After their location is opened, they are matched with a success manager who typically has a background serving as a regional manager of med spas. The kind of advice med spa owners get include deciding when the right time to expand by adding new services and equipment is, since devices like lasers can cost $150,000 to $200,000. They also receive guidance on patient acquisition through channels like paid digital marketing. Friedman says new med spa owners typically spend the first month finding patients through online ads, but by the second or third month, they usually start getting return clients and word-of-mouth referrals. In addition to coaching, Moxie also gives med spa owners software called Moxie Suite, which includes EMR features to help them manage patient records, check out payments, and embedded banking through a feature called Moxie Balance. The EMR part is customized for med spas, since many use software designed for plastic surgeons that include features they don't need and are unnecessarily complex, says Friedman. One of the biggest expenses for med spa owners is supplies, and Moxie helps by partnering with some of the largest med spa suppliers in the U.S. to build national accounts. Because it purchases at scale, Moxie's clients can get preferred pricing, which helps them compete more effectively against major chains. The majority of the med spa owners Moxie has worked with are registered nurses, but they also include nurse practitioners, physician associates, and doctors, depending on who is allowed to offer med spa services in each state. Friedman says Moxie's top performers bring in over $1 million a year in top line, with profit margins higher than 40%. People who make that much are usually operating their med spas full-time, but Moxie also works with owners who work less hours, with about half of its locations operating part-time. Moxie monetizes through a launch fee and makes most of its money through percentage of sales. Our model ensures our alignment with our partners, says Friedman. We succeed when they succeed. In a statement about the investment, Signal Fire partner and new Moxie board member Chris Scoggins said, "We invested because of the size of the opportunity, the quality of the team and its execution, and the comprehensiveness of the solution. In just 1 year, Moxie became the leader in its category. We're excited to support Moxie with Signal Fire's Beacon AI data platform for recruiting, talent team, in-house experts, and XIR program."
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.